Egypt's chaos reveal a unified opposition. 6 months later, Pakistan still struggles to recover from the floods. And a Nigerian Bible translation coordinator is still being held. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt's turmoil continues as President Hosni Mubarak announced a new government. His efforts only unified the opposition. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says,
the fear really is this a movement from the grassroots, or is there a sinister hand behind the scenes?
Among the members of the coalition are fundamentalist Muslims called the Muslim Brotherhood.
The Muslim Brotherhood's goal really is to institute Sharia law in Egypt.
Even though the Muslim Brotherhood said it won't take a leadership role in the opposition coalition,
it is a very critical time for the church, because if the Muslim Brotherhood will come to power and begin to take control of the country, that would be a very bad situation for the church in terms of persecution.
Pray for normalcy to return. Ask God to give church leaders wisdom in how to proclaim the gospel during this time. We turn next to Pakistan, where a half a year after the flooding devastation, the crisis is unabated. Hundreds of thousands remain in tent camps in the winter. On top of this, the Pakistani government had planned to stop emergency relief operations in most areas on January 31st. Gospel for Asia's Danny Punos explains that
it is by God's grace that we do have people on location that are helping the victims with food and clothing and clean water, and we're in the process of digging wells to provide fresh water.
They're committed for the long haul, too.
It is vitally important right now that the people that are there are able to do the relief work, because it will be long-term relief work that will actually make a difference, not short-term.
The Jesus Well opens many doors for the gospel. There are still overwhelming needs. How can you help?
Every believer can pray and ask the Lord to meet the needs of these people and provide more laborers for the field.
Go to our website to explore the links there. You're listening to Mission Network News. Progress is being made on the reconstruction of homes in Pakistan, though. Operation Mobilization's been rebuilding since December, mending some houses and completely reconstructing others. At the end of January, OM had completed 40 houses and hopes to continue at the rate of 50 houses a month. Some people have already moved into their restored homes. Pray for alertness and provision as the team builds and shares the good news of Christ. Next, the seed company recently received updates from the Bible translator who was kidnapped from Jos, Nigeria. Apparently, the translator has been able to contact his wife twice since his mid-December abduction. Unfortunately, the seed company reports the last time he contacted her was over 3 weeks ago, and the silence is raising some concerns. Continue to pray for this man's release so translation can move forward. People are eagerly awaiting God's word. And after years of war, Liberia is picking up the pieces to a new life. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says one issue they've addressed is the infant mortality rate.
Much of what makes their children sick is the lack of clean water, poor sanitation, and just basic things that we take for granted. So we're helping to train these mothers in things that they can do to keep their children healthy, or when their children get sick, what they can do to help them recover again.
As a result, fewer kids are dying.
We found in some places in Liberia where we were working, children under 5 were dying at the rate of 20%. In other words, 1 out of 5 children were not living past the age of 5. Now, because of the work that we've done there, we've reduced those child mortality rates to less than 10%, and they're going down below 5%.
As physical needs are addressed, people are becoming more open to Christ. Help this mission at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, call 1-800-995-4828, or better yet, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Just follow the links. I'm Greg Yoder.